Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Barbara Howard. A Boston police officer who was wounded last year during the hunt for the marathon bombing suspects in Watertown is being laid to rest today. Officer Dennis Simmons died last week after collapsing at the Police Academy gym in Hyde Park. His funeral was today in Randolph. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there.
The sound of the Boston Police Gaelic column of pipes and drums as Officer Dennis Simmons was brought into Randolph's First Baptist Church. Simmons, 28 years old, was known as DJ to his friends and family. He was a six-year veteran of the BPD and a member of the Youth Violence Strike Force, the gang unit. He started as an officer in Alston, but Police Commissioner William Evans says that was too quiet an assignment for him.
And then he went to Mattapan, where he worked tirelessly to make that neighborhood a safer neighborhood. It's one of our tougher neighborhoods, and he loved working there.
Evans and other members of the police department call Simmons one of their best officers. Simmons' younger sister, Nicole, says that's all he ever wanted to be.
He would see police cars with flashing lights, and as a child, barely be able to mumble out, pull a policeman. Well, big brother, you haven't just become that pull a policeman. You are one of the most honored, respected, and now known public policeman in the world.
Simmons had been honored for his bravery during the marathon bombings and the subsequent manhunt for the suspects in Watertown, where he was injured. For his actions, he received the department's highest honor, the Schroeder Brothers Memorial Medal. He was also due to receive the Top Cops Award from President Obama next month. Earlier this week, at the city's marathon tribute, Vice President Joe Biden implied that Simmons' injuries during the manhunt may have contributed to his death.
Dennis Simmons, who put his life on the line last year in a shootout to hunt down the killers, he suffered a severe head injury and ultimately he has succumbed.
It's not clear how Simmons died. His family has declined to have an autopsy conducted, but Boston police say they will investigate whether his death was related to those injuries. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.